And Sports Radio 93.7, the Fan, Vinny and Cook Show here with you. Cookie down in Dallas live, powered by Bowser Hyundai, Pennsylvania's number one volume Hyundai dealer. You know, Cookie, in this business, we are always taught, and it's pounded into our head to, you know, give a little something about the person you are going to introduce before you say his name. But I have to say, in this case, I don't know if you have to really talk up who our next guest is. I think all you have to say is Joe Green, or Mean Joe Green, and there isn't a person listening to this radio station that isn't going to know exactly who you are talking about. So please, along with me, welcome Joe Green, of course, a former Pittsburgh Steeler and current Pittsburgh Steeler, too, to the show. Joe, how are you?
I am wonderful. I am great. Well, other than being lost, it's great.
Well, he found his way to the Fan Sports Desk here. Joe, it's so great to see you, as it always is. And the first thing I said to you, you're running out of fingers for those Super Bowl rings. You got six of them. What did you told me you got room for four more, right?
Yes, I do. I'm looking forward to it each and every time.
This never gets old. You're part of the Steelers scouting staff. Are you at all surprised the team made it here this year?
Not at all. Not at all. We take it one game at a time, and I didn't allow myself to look past each ball game. But that first month when we won three ball games and lost one without Ben, I saw us develop the mettle that I thought we needed to get to this ball game.
We were talking earlier in the show. Mike Tomlin did not get one vote for Coach of the Year this year. Bill Belichick won the award. They just announced it last night. You've gotten to know Mike. Can you just talk about what makes him a successful coach?
Well, Mike is, Mike knows how to push the buttons. He doesn't appear to be the guy that's going to give you a fire and brimstone speech. He's not boring. He's right there that he can touch you hard by what he says. Chuck would always say something like rise to the occasion. Some of those little quotes that he has, it's only he has them. I can't repeat them because, I'm not there. But the people that have heard Mike talk, they know what I'm talking about. He's just a solid guy. For coaches at Pittsburgh Steelers, they don't get coaches of the year because they got great players and they're supposed to be there. That's the popular thing to say. But the correct thing to say is jealousy.
You believe that?
I believe that.
Yeah, I talk to people around the league, and they say if you coach the Steelers, it's like the pinnacle because of the Roonies. Many people have told me that. Sean Coogler told me that the other day, the offensive line coach. Joe, as you look at these young guys going through this week, three times in 6 years. You guys did it four times. Now they have to win, obviously. You did it four times in 6 years. Is it all comparable, the two eras?
Well, I always had a difficult time of comparing eras, and I think it's unfair to each team or each group. You are the best at that time if you win a Super Bowl, and we were the best at our time when we won it. Our team now, today, was the best for Super Bowl 40. We were the best in Super Bowl 43, and hopefully we'll be the best in Super Bowl 45. Just like there's no doubt about it, the Green Bay Packers were the best in the 60s. That's not debatable. And I wouldn't compare my team with those football teams at all.
We're talking to Steelers. The guy the Rooney say is the greatest Steeler of all time, Joe Green, here with us on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Joe, I know you appreciate defense and appreciate what Dick LeBeau does with these guys. Look at this defense and break it down for me a little bit. What makes it so good, and what makes LeBeau so good too?
Oh, that I guess it's 80 years of knowledge, first of all.
You're going to give him a few extra. He may not like that. I think he's 73.
And they love playing for Dick. You have talented people all over. They play for the team. They're not seeking individual glory. I can see that. I can see that in the way they play. This team has... I think they're number one or number two in sacking the quarterback. They're in the top five in rush defense, if not number one. So that combination is a hard combination to get together. They don't go together. And that says you're great when you can do both rush the passer and defend the run, and they've been able to do that. I mean, they got Big Casey in the middle that can hang it, that can hold it down. They have those outside backers that can rush. Kiesel doing a wonderful job. Even our first-round draft choice from 2 years ago,
Ziggy Hood.
Ziggy doing a great job. Our inside backers. And now, what do you talk about? What do you say about Troy Polamalu?
Well, I was going to ask you, Mike Tomlin didn't get a vote for Coach of the Year. Troy Polamalu was voted Defensive Player of the Year. I assume you feel that's a very just honor.
Oh, Troy's play speaks volumes. He doesn't have to jiggy and dance. His play speaks for him. That's what's so great about him. I mean, I love to watch him play. You know, he makes fantastic plays. When he makes a play, he goes back to the huddle and get ready to make another one.
That's the type of guys you played with too, Joe, that just took care of business. And you played with some remarkable athletes, but yet guys who knew the game inside out and studied. I think of Jack Ham, for instance, probably the most technically perfect player I've ever seen. And Troy reminds me that it's not just great athleticism with him, is it? It's preparation as well.
Absolutely, Ron, absolutely. I should have said earlier when you asked me what make this team so good is that they're a smart team. They're physically adapt to the game, but they're a smart team. They know what they're doing. That's something that, my group, I don't think no one ever said that we were a smart group, but we were a smart group. We didn't make the dumb mistakes that really cost you ball games. When you think about Troy, smart player. Hammer, as you said, very, very cerebral player. He wasn't known to be physical, but he was tough.
And never was out of place.
Never once.
We're talking to former Steelers Hall of Famer Joe Green here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Vinny?
Yeah, Joe, you and Jack Lambert were leaders of that Steel Curtain defense, and that's a mean bunch of guys. You know, I mean, a lot of people can be leaders of average men. You know, you stand up and you give a rah-rah speech. Mean defensive guys don't buy those rah-rah speeches a lot of times. And I think it's the same thing with the Farrier and those guys. What does it take to be a leader of those type of guys, of the guys that are willing to rip your head off at a moment's notice?
Vinny, the bottom line is that you do your job, and you do it with a lot of intensity, a lot of desire, and an attitude of refusing to be denied. And, you know, maybe the leadership kind of gravitated to myself and Lambert, but you can't leave out Andy Russell. You can't leave out Mel Blount. You can't leave out Donnie Shale. You can't leave out Jack Ham, because everybody on any given Sunday was going to lead in their own way, and we knew someone was going to step up each and every Sunday. It might not be, the hat may not fall on 75, but it's going to fall on someone. I had the greatest confidence that whoever that hat fell on, we were going to make the play to survive.
We're talking to Joe Green, Hall of Famer, here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Joe, this is Hall of Fame weekend. You're going to have a few new members coming into your exclusive club this week. I know you got to be pulling for Dermonte Dawson and Jerome Bettis, two guys you know very well.
Yes, I am. Speaking of Dermonte, his play was as good as it gets at the center position. I mean, he was quick, he was strong, explosive. He can handle anyone one-on-one. He would pull and lead outside. I mean, he was just an outstanding football player, a great leader. Jerome, the bus, I mean, all you have to think about the bus is it was one playoff game. And it was it wasn't a playoff game. It was just before the playoffs. It was against the Bears. And we were in that four-minute drive, and the bus got the ball, and he ran over everybody. It didn't matter who it was. It was a snowy day, somewhat muddy on the field. And that game was typical of all the games that he played, but that was the one that that comes to mind.
He ran over Brian Urlacher in that game, if you remember
correctly. Yes, he did.
I mean, head-on collision, and the bus kept rolling.
Kept rolling, yeah.
Joe, it's been great sitting here visiting with you a little bit. Talk a little bit real quickly about what you do for the Steelers now. You work for Kevin Colbert in the scouting department?
Yes, I do. I work for Kevin Colbert in the scouting department. I do a little bit of pro, but a lot of college, mostly in the Southwest and the Texas area. Sometimes I go west and northwest, but usually the most of the teams that I cover is in probably the Southwest.
Kevin kind of goes under the radar. He's pretty good at what he does, isn't it? This is a little insight into why he is so successful. Certainly has no ego to me, at least publicly.
That's it. That you just said the magic word right there. That is the critical thing about the Pittsburgh Steelers. No egos.
But that's tough, Joe, isn't it? I mean, isn't it tough to subvert your ego when you're a football player or anybody in a high position like that? Isn't that one of the toughest things you have to do?
Not if you want to be a team player. It's not tough at all. This is the atmosphere that's been created by the Steelers and the Rooneys that I think Dan and back when I was playing, Art Senior and this now are Art the Second. They go about their business and they let the people that they hire go about their business and they don't interfere. They don't show any egos, but it's about winning. It's about being a good organization, top to bottom. There's no place for egos that's going to be self-serving.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way to say it, self-serving.
Is it tougher with the younger guys today to kind of, because, it's a different world today, with the Twitter and all these kinds of different things. You know, everybody wants to get their message out there. Players, they want to get that message out there. It feeds an ego. It's probably tougher for, to subvert that a little bit.
Well, you either get on board or get out. That's
you want to be a Steeler, right?
That's it, I don't want to say good fortune, but I worked for Pittsburgh, I worked for Miami, and I worked for the Arizona Cardinals. And I don't want to denigrate anyone, but I like the Pittsburgh Steeler formula, no doubt about it.
Seems to be working, doesn't it? Joe, thanks so much for taking some time. I really appreciate it. It's good to get to talk to you. I feel honored just to be able to ask you a couple of questions. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, very much. Appreciate you stopping by.
Killing me, man.
We love you, Joe. Take care of yourself. There he is, Mean Joe Green with us here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.